Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With the smoke and sound of the 1970s jazz scene, we begin a new episode of a show that we call Neon Jazz. That was composer, organist, and saxophonist Charles Earland with the 1972 song The Moon Train off his Live at the Lighthouse album. The Philadelphia native learned to play the saxophone in high school and began playing tenor sax with Jimmy McGriff at the ripe age of 17. In the 1960s, he started playing the organ after playing with Pat Martino and then joined Lou Donaldson's band from 68 to 69. With the success of this group, he started playing soprano sax and synthesizer, and that earned him the nickname the Mighty Burner. From 88 until his death of a heart attack in 1999 in Kansas City, Missouri, Earland traveled extensively. Starting off in the city of brotherly love, he ended up in the town that defined jazz. Welcome to the show, and thanks for tuning in. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the place that refined the jams, riffs, and ensembles in jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to heal all the broken and healing hearts alike with the medicine of jazz, featuring musicians like Zoot Sims, Diana Krall, Chico Hamilton, and much, much more. This next tune is a catchy one from the golden hum of the early radio days. Here's the early English jazz clarinetist Sid Phillips with the 1940s tune Boogeyman.
With Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was drummer and bandleader Chico Hamilton with the 1962 song Tales off his Drum Fusion album. The L.A. native had a fast-track musical education and a band with Charles Mingus, Illinois Jacquet, Dexter Gordon, amongst others. That led him into a career that has had him featured on 65 albums as a leader from 1955 to 2011. Currently, he is hard at work on his video memoir, performing music for film, and working on additional album releases. He has been saluted by the Kennedy Center as a living jazz legend and appointed to the National Council on the Arts. To this very day, Hamilton is considered one of the most important living jazz artists and composers. Indeed. Coming at you next is a man that defied some serious odds in life that lasted only 29 years. Here's pianist Carl Perkins with his trio. Stricken with polio, he still played the jazz like nothing was wrong. On a 1984 reissue album, here he is with Marblehead off the Introducing Carl Perkins album.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was bebop and West Coast jazz trumpeter, singer, and actor Jack Sheldon with the 1958 song, I Had the Craziest Dream. In addition to being a trumpet player, he was also a comedian on The Merv Griffin Show, as well as the voice heard on several episodes of Schoolhouse Rock. Jack was the subject of an award-winning feature documentary called Trying to Get Good, The Jazz Odyssey of Jack Sheldon. It won the jury prize at the 2008 Kansas City Filmmakers Jubilee. Keeping the legends rolling here on the show, here's NEA jazz master and saxophonist Dave Liebman with the song I Love You off a 1988 Play the Music of Cole Porter. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pop and jazz vocalist Marianne McCall with the 1947 song I Want a Big Butter and Egg Man off an OK Jazz compilation album. In addition to solo work, she sang for Tommy Dorsey and Woody Herman's bands. Marianne never became as commercially successful as her talent would have led on. She worked as a bartender in a popular but rather disreputable bar called the 49er in L.A. Like many great but not famous jazz musicians, she slowly ended her career by playing jazz in airport bars, most notably in LAX. Our next female jazz vocalist has had no problems gathering some star glitter and having a quite successful musical career. Here's the great Diana Krall with the 1995 song, I've Got the World on a String, off her album, Only Trust Your Heart.
Life is a beautiful thing. Yeah. lifting or rainbow. Got the string around my very anger. Look at me, can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? I'm
Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was popular Danish-born American trombonist and jazz composer Kai Winding with the song Broadway off the 1949-50 Prestige First Recordings disc. While well-known for his collaborations with fellow trombonist J.J. Johnson, he is also known for his work with Benny Goodman's band and Stan Kenton's orchestra. Kai was privileged enough to participate in the first of the iconic Birth of Cool sessions with Miles Davis in 1949. He appeared on four of the album's 12 tracks. That is a cool story there. This next musician is another NEA jazz master on the program. This is pioneering flugelhornist Clark Terry with the 1996 song Harlem Airshaft off his Clark Terry Express album. Thank you. is Neon Jazz. Yeah.
I've had such a good time. I hope you've had as much of a good time as I have. It's been absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much.
That was jazz saxophonist and composer Matana Roberts with the 2011 song Exchange on a Live in London album. In 2008, the Jazz Journalists Association selected Roberts as a finalist nominee for the 2008 Up and Coming Musician of the Year Award. The Chicago native moved to New York City in 2002. Roberts moved to New York and was a street performer in subways and publishing a zine called Fat Ragged, which chronicled her experiences. Things are on the up and up these days. She should be a name kicked around the jazz universe for years to come. Here's an early diva of the silver screen with some pipes. Here's Monica Lewis with the 1960 song, Do It Again.
I may say no. it again. Oh, how I ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it, oh, no one is near. I may say, no one'll hear. My mom may scold me, 'cause she told me that it's naughty. But then,
this is Neon Jazz.
That was the Jazz All-Stars with the song Win, Lose, or Spy off a 1966 Thunderball and Other Secret Agent Themes album. We exit this episode of Neon Jazz with the power duo. This is saxophonist Zoot Sims and guitarist Chuck Wayne with the catchy tune While My Lady Sleeps off the 1954 album Tasty Pudding. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best radio voice in KC, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, let us know, give us some suggestions for songs. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.